The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%. Chicago.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Thank you to our most recent guest, a fine one, Wendy Strout, Wisconsin State Director of the Human Rights Campaign. Thanks for coming around, Wendy. And the topic, of course, was Kim Reynolds. She will give the Republican response to Joe Biden. He's giving the big speech tonight, 8 o'clock Central Time. Make a note of it. And, you know, for Badger fans, you know, record it and watch it later. But Michael Gershon over at the Washington Post, a few thoughts about the State of the Union. Gershon thinks this should be Biden's opportunity to rebrand. Let's see what he suggests. The State of the Union address is usually highly anticipated and quickly forgotten. But the speech is useful in determining how the president and his team of advisors want the president to be seen. Joe Biden may wear mirrored shades. A good speech is more than the listing of priorities, but an attempt to create a brand. So how fares the Biden brand? Badly. If recently a bit improved. In the Ukraine crisis, President Biden seems to be leading events rather than being led by them. For the moment, he has the right mix of elements in his response. Diplomacy, sanctions, resolve. He benefits, of course, from the heroism of the Ukrainians and the madness of Russian President Vladimir Putin. And I throw in the GCCCP party, the Putin-supporting party. But the largest test of his presidency thus far, Biden is performing well. It remains to be seen if Biden's improved reputation on the global stage will influence his dramatically different standing at home. In almost every general political conversation I have, there is talk of Biden's apparent tiredness and lack of focus. Any communication strategy that does not take this into account is not serving him well. Now, President John F. Kennedy talked of vigor in his pronunciation, vigor, as a public virtue. It didn't matter that he had digestive issues, including colitis and urinary infections. We sure those weren't STDs? Was plagued by back pain and suffered from Addison's disease, or that he employed a small hospital of doctors to dose him. Kenny's brand was energy and service to modernization. It helped, of course, that Kenny always looked as if he had stepped out of a fashion magazine. And it's hardly feasible to recommend to Biden be more youthful and graceful.
I like your suggestion, though. Wear the sunglasses, man.
Oh, yeah. Put on the shades, down, man.
And just say, hey, look, it helps me read the thing better. It'll be cool.
I got conjunctiva. I got pink eye. I was on the beach. You know, I got the pink eye. Anyways, it helped, of course, that Kenny always looked as if he had stepped out of a fashion magazine. And it's hardly feasible to recommend to Biden be more youthful and graceful. People tell me that all the time. The magic of rhetoric only goes so far, but every president must demonstrate to Americans that he or she is fully engaged and active in public interest. And this is Biden's particular burden. His brand should be that of a leader who is relentless in pursuit of obtainable, moderate, and unifying national goals. Moderate! He should be a reformer who rejects complacency and radicalism. A moderate! Just throwing that out there. Gershon thinks he should moderate. This involves a certain kind of public modesty. Not all useful change must be transformational. Trying to assume the part of Franklin D. Roosevelt was not a good fit for Biden. He needs instead to be an advocate of public policies that will elicit positive nods from independent voters. That's setting a low bar. Man, I hope I get some nods tonight during the speech from independent voters. Are they
thoughtful,
nodding?
Thoughtful nod is a different. See, there's a nod and then there's a thoughtful nod. Like, nod like, yeah, I got you. And then there's the, that making me think and I'm nodding.
Or nodding off. You know,
that'll be.
You got to be careful. You might misinterpret the nods.
Yeah, think Chuck Grassley.
Good speech writing can help convey the right tone. The State of the Union calls for short sentences and tight paragraphs. The speech should be energetic, future-oriented, et cetera, et cetera. Most that run longer than an hour are victims of message indiscipline. Speeches that dwell on gaining credit for unrecognized achievements are saying, in essence, most of you have been too blind or stupid to see the glory of my triumphs. This is hardly the basis for a political romance. When I oversaw the production, Gershon writes, when I oversaw the production of 5 State of the Unions, we were always looking for incremental, medium-sized policies that contributed to a composite image of the president himself. The goal was not only to describe what he would do, but to reveal the type of man he was. Every policy choice should be a shard in the mosaic of a leader. A shard. Careful of shards. Sorry, Brian, I went there. And the crisp philosophy of his velocity. See, the crisp velocity of my language is sometimes muted.
Hey, you brought it up a while back with Kennedy's colitis.
I know Kenny had colitis.
I know, and then he had the shards. Let's go on.
And the crisp velocity of his language can communicate energy and capability. See, I tried doing that, and then I stumble occasionally. If this year I were writing the State of the Union, not a task I ever particularly enjoyed the many times I did it, according to Gershon, I'd give particular focus to the child tax credit. Under the American Rescue Plan, the measure provided families $3,000 for children 6 to 17 or $3,600 for children 5 or under. The measure didn't create some new nightmarish federal bureaucracy to administer. Instead, it sent monthly checks to every qualifying child. The legislation, which has now expired, took an estimated 3 million children out of poverty while shifting the benefits of federal policy in favor of the young. It achieved greater social justice while rejecting leftist zeal. Back off. For Biden, a move to resurrect it would symbolize an orientation towards the future. And since Mitt Romney is his own version of the legislation, it is a prime opportunity for bipartisanship. More moderation, there it is. There is much for Biden's first State of the Union to cover, from the historically high inflation to a historic choice for the Supreme Court. And the crisis in Ukraine will overshadow his remarks. It would be particularly useful for him to provide a general overview of the 20th century, in which the distant discontents of Europe and the limitless ambitions of tyrants invariably required American intervention. Invariably, eh? But in all of this, Biden's political need is not to show empathy, but energy. He must be a whirlwind, a positive, achievable change. He must be an activist outsider to his own administration, driving progress in and innovation against ossified elites and Crudy's bad mouth. What Biden needs most is to show much more vigor on the national stage. Maybe they should play some Macho Man. Do some jumping jacks, do the white man shuffle. But mostly, aviator sunglasses. I mean, that's Joe's brand. Keep the man on brand. Devil's Advocates! Greatest radio show ever, that's our brand. Hour 2 is next.
You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses on, would you?
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Let's go, Brandon, I agree.